And at 7:36, it's good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning to you as well, Audrey. Well, some good news from the Leinster camp. The province have confirmed that Caelan Doris is in line to make his return to action next month. The back row has been out with symptoms related to concussion, but the good news is he's back training with the squad. One of his coaches, Stuart Lancaster, has described his comeback as progressive training, so he's in and out of sessions just to build up his confidence. I think we were all a little bit worried about Caelan Doris a couple of weeks ago when the Irish coach Andy Farrell said he didn't expect to see him back anytime soon. But this is a really positive development, and we'll hear from Stuart Lancaster later in the programme. Now, the draw for the last 16 and quarterfinals of the Champions and Challenge Cup will be made later on today. Leinster and Munster will compete in the knockout rounds of the Champions Cup, and Ulster and Connacht will learn their fate in the Challenge Cup. Chelsea climbed into the top four of the Premier League last night thanks to a 2-0 win against Everton. Kai Havertz and Jorginho with the goals there. Huge win for them because they're now fourth in the standings, only 3 points behind third place Leicester and only four off second place Manchester United. 10 games to go in the run-in. Chelsea are on quite the run as well under the new manager Thomas Tuchel, who has yet to taste defeat in his 11 matches since taking charge. He says his focus is on the standings. It's not on the standings, but just on winning games.
I did not expect nothing, so not to be disappointed and not to be surprised, because if you expect and if you do too much mathematics before games, you lose your focus and you limit yourself. I think that this club, we have everything to win every game.
West Ham are another team going really well at the moment. They continue to do so well. Fifth in the standings, just 2 points further back from Chelsea. Another big win for them last night. They beat Leeds by 2 goals. A couple of spots in the last 8 of the Champions League are up for grabs tonight. The meeting of Juventus and Porto is the live game on RTE2. And Juventus trail 2-1 from the first leg. So Cristiano Ronaldo and co have it all to do there. Borussia Dortmund have a 3-2 lead heading into their second leg of their game against Sevilla, both matches underway at 8 o'clock. Now, no medals for Team Ireland at the European Indoor Championships, but a number of our athletes came home with enhanced reputations. Among them, Phil Healy, who spoke to the Game On team last night. Phil is already setting her sights on the summer ahead.
No, I didn't come home with a medal, but to me, fourth is a medal. Like I might as well have a medal with fourth, because to produce a PB, to be that close to the medals on my third race in the 36 hours, to make a major senior final, like, I gave it everything and I'm absolutely thrilled with my performance.
I heard lots of people say really nice things about you, Phil, but something that really stuck out in my mind was the phrase that you've arrived. Do you feel like you have now, that you're up there, you're with the elite, you're with the world class, the international class?
100%, and like even the top three girls, like, they have major international medals on the world stage and the European stage. So to be so close with them, and even the girl that was fifth behind me, like, she was ranked number two in Europe all year. She's absolutely stormed the whole indoor season. So, like, it's been unbelievable, and like, there's been many major championships where I have messed up and things haven't gone to plan. So to make a major senior final, to produce the quickest time that I've ever ran, I couldn't be more happy and 100% arrived on that scene and ready to take it on further into the summer.
That's Phil Healy with Marie Crowe from last night. Sam Bennett will start today's third stage at the Paris-Nice race, a time trial in third place overall. The Irish rider fifth on yesterday's stage, the lead being held by Michael Matthews. Finally, some sad news to report, I'm afraid. Former Tyrone football trainer Fergal McCann has died at the age of 47 following a long illness. Fergal was part of the management team which led the Tyrone footballers to All-Ireland success in 2005 and 2008. He was married and had 2 children, a yeshe, garau, or anam.